Matt Schuler is the IT director for the town of Highlands. He's been working to help bring internet to the town for over 10 years. It's been a challenge from all angles, legal, technological, and literal, since Highlands sits on a plateau at 4,118 feet on the top of the Colusagent Gorge.
Highlands is difficult to get to. Every road here is curvy as it can be, and nobody really wanted to come back in the early 1900s to build electric in our town because it was kind of a rough route.
Schuler compares internet to electricity because the town of Highlands sees internet access as a utility that they should be able to provide to their citizens. However, a 2011 law upheld by North Carolina Appeals Court in 2016 blocks towns and municipalities in North Carolina from any involvement in internet services that could directly compete with private companies. Briefly in 2014, the law was struck down by the FCC, explains Highlands Mayor Patrick Taylor.
We waited for several months after that decision before we created the Altitude Broadband, our little department, because we thought there might be a court challenge. We created it, and lo and behold, about a month later, there was a challenge.
A court upheld the original law in 2016, but Highlands had already created the Altitude Community Broadband Network by installing 10 miles of fiber optic cable through the center of town. It provides speeds up to 50 megabits for citizens and business owners. Highlands continues to run its network in order to keep access for over 300 customers while looking for another option. Right now, contract negotiations are being finalized with Wide Open Networks, a broadband service operator and provider. Taylor says the contract should be signed in October. As its name suggests, Wide Open Networks acts as a provider while also giving the option to contract open fiber to other companies.
By having this one network, you don't have to continually reinvent the wheel.
Allowing many providers on one network will help encourage competition between providers, says Taylor. While Highlands has its solution, the fight is far from over between broadband companies and local governments. This is Lily Knapp, BPR News.